I held the flashlight. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Mark 9 verse 41. I recently read a story about a man and his wife who had purchased a house and decided to remove some of the walls to make one large room instead of several small ones. Because there was electrical wiring in the walls they needed to remove, the main power had to be turned off. The man was an experienced carpenter and knew what he was doing. His wife offered to help, and he told her that she could hold the flashlight when he needed more light. When the job was complete, she looked at her husband and said, "And I held the flashlight." Holding the flashlight was a small, insignificant job, yet it enabled her husband to complete his work more quickly and efficiently. When I read this story, it seemed like a good example of how each of us can contribute to the work of the kingdom of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 23, Paul is writing about the body of Christ. Verse 28 lists the different leadership ministries that the Lord has placed in the body. However, there is one little word in that list that should apply to all who follow the Lord Jesus Christ. That little word helps. Verse 18 says, "But now hath God set the members every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him." Verse 37, "Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular." God made each of us unique. We all have different talents and abilities, and when we dedicate our lives to the Lord, he can use them for his honor and glory. No contribution is considered small in his sight. We cannot all be preachers, missionaries, or do notable things. God has given them the abilities they need for their task. Often all he asks of us is that we hold the flashlight for them. This week we will look at stories in the Bible where things that seemed small and unimportant made the difference in the outcome of an event. We will explore ways that we each can be a help and support those who are in positions of leadership. Jesus, you placed us where you wanted us in your kingdom. Help us to let our lights shine for you and be a blessing to others. Devotion by N. Johnston.